Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 10th day of February. Today reading Matthew 26, 47 to 68, and reading the God's Word translation. Just then, while Jesus was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12 apostles, arrived. A large crowd carrying swords and clubs was with him. They were from the chief priests and leaders of the people. Now, the traitor had given them a signal. He said, "The one I kiss is the man you want. Arrest him." Then Judas quickly stepped up to Jesus and said, "Hello, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, why are you here?" Then some men came forward, took hold of Jesus, and arrested him. Suddenly, one of the men with Jesus pulled out his sword and cut off the ear of the chief priest's servant. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword away. All who use a sword will be killed by a sword. Don't you think that I could call on my Father to send more than 12 legions of angels to help me now? How then are the scriptures to be fulfilled that say this must happen?" At that time, Jesus said to the crowd, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as if I were a criminal? I used to sit teaching in the temple courtyard every day, but you didn't arrest me then. All of this has happened so that what the prophets have written would come true." Then all the disciples abandoned him and ran away. Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the chief priest, where the experts in Moses' teachings and the leaders had gathered together. Peter followed at a distance until he came to the chief priest's courtyard. He went inside and sat with the guards to see how this would turn out. The chief priests and the whole council were searching for false testimony to use against Jesus in order to execute him, but they did not find any, although many came forward with false testimony. At last, two men came forward. They stated, "This man said, 'I can tear down God's temple and rebuild it in 3 days.'" The chief priest stood up and said to Jesus, "Don't you have any answer to what these men testify against you?" But Jesus was silent. Then the chief priest said to him, "Swear an oath in front of the living God and tell us, are you the Messiah, the Son of God?" Jesus answered him, "Yes, I am, but I alone can guarantee that from now on you will see the Son of Man in the honored position. The one next to the God, the Father on the heavenly throne, he will be coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the chief priest tore his robe in horror and said, "He has dishonored God. Why do we need any more witnesses? You've just heard him dishonor God. What's your verdict?" They answered, "He deserves the death penalty." Then they spit in his face, hit him with their fists, and some of them slapped him. They said, "You Christ, if you're a prophet, tell us who hit you." I think we should just pray today to thank Jesus for going through all this trouble. Dear Jesus, thank you for going through all this trouble for us. Thank you for dying for us to be here with our sins washed away, for us to be here living in a life full of your love and a life knowing that we're protected by you. Help us to continue living like that. Continue to live by love and faith with you. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.